This is Player Profiles for the Anfield Wrap with me, Harriet Pryor.
And me, Josh Sexton, bringing you the latest in the series looking at the journey the Reds' current squad took to get where they are today.
This time it's the turn of James Milner, tracing his story from Leeds United wonder kid to a leader at Liverpool.
With 20 years of Premier League experience and over 800 appearances across all competitions, this wasn't the story we could tell in just one podcast.
So part one will focus on the early days of Milner's career, with journalist Phil Hay, supporter Alex Hurst and fullback Jose Enrique telling tales from Elland Road to St James's Park.
And part two featuring goalkeeper Brad Friedel, striker Emil Heskey and fan David Mooney taking us from the Midlands to Manchester.
First up is The Athletic's Leeds United writer Phil Hay on Milner's breakthrough into English football in the early 2000s.
We did a long read on him at The Athletic about a year ago, and I spoke to various people who'd played with him or worked with him or coached him. And one of the things that Dominic Matteo, the ex-Liverpool and Leeds player, was saying to me was that when he goes around schools now and or does any coaching classes, he always says that the kids all want to be like Messi and Ronaldo. That's the kind of role models or icons for them. But he always says to them, look, in my experience, you don't want to be like Messi. You want to be like James Milner, if he can be, because the stories about him and his professionalism and his attitude go way back to the start of his time at the academy at Leeds, and actually even further back to his time at school when he was one of those annoying kids who was just good at absolutely everything. He was a really strong cross-country runner. He was a very good cricketer. He played in his county team below the age group for two seasons and then at the right age level for one. And they said he was by a mile the best player they'd ever seen in that circle, in that representative side. It was a little bit twee back then to say he was going to go on to big things because you never quite know. But I think when they look back now, at not just at his ability, but also at his attitude, it is honestly no surprise to anybody that he's still going the way he is going now and is still playing at the level that he is.